Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How close was that from your vantage point?
Well, two things. Obviously, he hit a great kick. You know, from my vantage point, I'm looking to just see the trajectory because a lot of times you might be able to get your hands on a kick of that length. He's got a strong leg. I think he hit it. And fortunately for us, a couple yards short. I thought the sack, obviously, on third down was critical. And it put him in a much different position. It was a good win.
Sean, what about Marquez Callaway's game gives him the ability to find open areas of the field and make plays like he did today?
Well, I mean, look, chances are he played well today. If he's finding open areas, it's probably because it's zone. If it's man, you know, we're moving. But we saw him have a good training camp, and we've seen him progress. A handful of guys were stepping up today and playing maybe in different roles they're used to, and that's just part of the deal right now.
John, I thought that sequence right before halftime was really big for you all, getting the score.
I agree. Obviously, you'd have been happy if it was just a field goal. We were right at the cusp there with 5 seconds, you know, with the possible end zone play. And we had leverage outside, inside. We had inside leverage. Drew did a great job of finding Deontay. And I agree with you. That probably was a game-winning drive that we just didn't know it at the time.
Hey, Sean, I apologize if they already asked this, but what was it like just having fans here today?
Look, it was good. You noticed it a little bit, 3,000 we'll keep adding as we go, but you certainly felt a little bit more juice in the stadium than normal.
Hey, Sean, how important was that first drive, just getting out there? You guys took up half the first quarter, 14 plays, and just like without Mike and Emmanuel in there, just kind of set that tone early.
Look, I thought we ran the ball well. I don't know. We kicked a couple too many field goals, but I don't know that we punted. I can't recall a game where we didn't punt. And I felt like it went fast, obviously. I don't know what time it was on the clock when we hit halftime, but that first half felt like the first quarter. And part of that was both teams were really moving the ball. The opening drive was really important.
Tom, was time of possession part of your strategy today to, keep the ball away from their offense?
Well, I don't know if it was going in like we felt like first and second down was going to be important against this defense. And if we could stay on schedule, our success rate on the third downs would be that much better. We got into some third and longs, particularly in the second half. And yet, we won a handful of statistics. We didn't win the turnover statistic, but a lot of the others we did.
What was it sort of like just seeing Teddy on the other sideline?
Pardon?
What was it like just kind of watching Teddy Bridgewater after having coached him for the past two seasons?
Look, I don't remember him moving that good. he got out of some tough looks, and he obviously played well. made a lot of big plays in the passing game. He extended some plays. We had opportunities maybe to with the free rusher, and we just got to be better in those situations. But it's a much different offense. You can see, obviously, they're playing with confidence. And, you know, he's – I think he had maybe three incompletions the whole day.
Sean, are you willing to talk about – I heard at one point Teddy and you on the sideline kind of sharing something back and forth. Any chance you're willing to share with us what that exchange was?
I think it wasn't – I think he felt like we had a penalty and he was right. And then I felt like they had a penalty and I was right. So we were – he saw one flag, I saw the other. It was offsetting. We had to play the down again. That was all.
Did you see the improvement you wanted to see out of the defense coming out of the bye with some of the coverage bust and just organization and stuff like that?
We've got obviously some work to still do. I think we played the run extremely well, not so much in the passing game.
Hey, Sean, did you find it at all ironic that you were just talking to us on Thursday about not being able to control things in this crazy year, and then probably hours afterwards you guys find out that you're going to be down two receivers this weekend? I mean, it's almost kind of crazy at this point.
Yeah, look, one thing we know is the games are going to be played. There's a couple other teams dealing with some pretty extreme adversity. And, you know, honestly, no one else outside your building really cares. So, you know, I'm proud of how our guys focused and found a way to get the win.
Sean, I know it took a little bit to be able to get Davenport back for you guys, but that sack seemed pretty huge on that final play. I mean, it seemed like you needed every inch on that kick.
Well, based on the field goal attempt that I saw, that even if we sacked him for 2 yards less, it was a good chance that was going to go in. Obviously, it was a big play defensively. You know, they're kind of in field goal range, and all of a sudden it puts them right on the edge. Yeah, that was significant.
Sean, how did you all adjust, you and the offensive staff, late in the week to losing, you know, Emmanuel Sanders and not having Mike Thomas and tailoring the offense around what you had?
So on Thursday, we find out about the positive test. Now, the challenge at that time after practice is, you know, 20 to 25 people we decided to put through the point of care test. So, you know, just kind of put us back time-wise, and then probably till about 9 or 10, we went through all of the personnel relative to first and second down. We had just practiced third down with Emmanuel, and so we got to the red zone and the goal line stuff. It was a late night, 3 a.m., I think, on Thursday night, and just trying to get guys into positions they're comfortable with and had experience with, and Marquez has been playing some, and obviously, he played well. Traquan, you know, all those guys that stepped up. We had a handful of base personnel in the plan because of the type of defense we were seeing. And yet, you know, it was up to not just one person, but a lot of people. It took a little time on Thursday night.
Sean, you guys went 12 of 14 on third down today. If you remember having a performance that well or that good?
No, listen, I wouldn't have guessed we went 12 of 14. We had a few long yardage situations. I knew we didn't punt. And, you know, there were a couple red zone sequences. Obviously, the penalty on the touchdown pass to Marquez. I don't see that. That's too bad. So we had to settle for a field goal. And, look, there'll be some things I'm sure we look at we can improve on.
John, in a COVID year like this, Callaway contributing the way he has and being undrafted, I mean, is he a guy who's kind of beating the odds that maybe you didn't even think could do something like this given the circumstances?
Look, I'm honestly speaking, man, he had a real good training camp, and we felt optimistic about having him, a few of these younger guys. And, you know, fortunately, we've been able to find some players like that that it's tougher for a first-year guy without, you know, the normal offseason, but he stepped up.
Sean, when you lose Teron in the second quarter, do you have to actually change what you do in offensively after that, or is Hurst just kind of plug it in and you guys do the same thing?
Well, look, a little of both. I think you got to be cautious. They've got some pretty good edge rushers. They got us once on a sack fumble. You know, your game plan is going to stay the same, but some of the stuff you're doing maybe with Hurst that was going to be in the plan and Jumbo is going to change a little bit. And, you know, we were able to do some of that with Clapp at the end there. But there are a few things that might change a little bit. But overall, it's not a big change. Obviously, it's a tough loss with a guy like Teron. All right. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.